Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Yes, brand new banging I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. On today's I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, when will they actually let the Queen rest? Queen Elizabeth passed over a week ago. When are they going to put her in the ground and let her rest for good? Plus, miserable Marjorie Taylor Greene, you're not that dude. Stop calling for boycotts. Stop calling for government shutdowns. Nobody listens to you. You're a freak show. And a wonderful winning weekend in football and fantasy football. All that and more as we prep to go to Vancouver on a fantastic museum-quality I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Diggity Dust Brothers. Start this puppy up with something real nice. Start this puppy up with something real loud, yes. But most importantly, start this puppy up with something real funky. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Diggity, let's fucking go. Oh, boom. Diggity, yes. Have no fear, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Welcome. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. Name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Raging Bullshit. I hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody's feeling safe. Hope everybody is feeling sane. I'm feeling real good. I'm feeling real, real good. Anyway, I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, non-fact-checking podcast, the only podcast that guarantees we fact-check nothing. Fact check, jack shit. Told you, name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Man Dingo. Anyway, first of all, I want to give a shout out to the Polish Rapper Pack, who's been supporting the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast for a while. Shout out to the Polish Rapper Pack, everybody representing from Poland. I'm part Polish. And I want to give a shout out to the Saudi Arabian Rapper Pack. Everybody out there representing, supporting the I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast in Saudi Arabia. Well, I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast is motherfucking worldwide. Okay? That is one of many reasons why they call us the worldwide phenomenon. So I told the Polish Rapper Pack, fuck yeah, I'll give you a shout out. And I told the Saudi Arabian Rapper Pack, fuck yeah, I'll give you a shout out. So boom, there is your shout outs. Hope you guys are good over there in Poland and Saudi Arabia and worldwide. I am getting ready to get back on a plane this week. Heading to Vancouver. I'm doing shows this weekend, the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. 22nd, 23rd, and 24th of September at the House of Comedy BC. The House of Comedy BC in Vancouver. I think it's on the outskirts of Vancouver. Nonetheless, we are going to Vancouver. Me and the Young Shooter will be hitting the ground in Canada. Oh, Canada. Iggy, oh, Canada. We're getting there Wednesday. We're going to be podcasting from Canada and doing shows at the House of Comedy, 22nd, 23rd, 24th. Tickets are available at michaelrapaportcomedy.com. michaelrapaportcomedy.com. I want to shout out everybody that came to the shows in Baltimore, B-more. All weekend, there were I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast listeners there. My man had a Stay Disruptive t-shirt on. I believe that was Saturday night. Friday, I had some I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast listeners there. All weekend. The hotel was very close to the venue, so I was literally going to the show, doing my thing, and leaving. So I didn't get to say hello to as many people as I want to. But I saw you. We connected verbally, hand gestures, and all that stuff. And if you listen to the podcast and you come to any shows, all you got to do is say Dingo, Raging Bullshitter, Sultan of Sniff, Sultan works, any of those things. And I'll try to say what's up to you guys at all of the shows. And I had a great weekend. Great weekend in fantasy football. I mean, beat the fucking dog shit out of Rotten Raisin from the Howard Stern Show, the wrap-up show, one of the hosts of the Howard Stern crap-up show. That's what I call it affectionately. Beat that motherfucker so bad. I love when I beat a motherfucker in fantasy football and it's over before the second games on a Sunday start. That's when you know you beat that ass real nice and real proper-like. And that's what I did to Rasan all fucking weekend. I beat that ass real nice and Riggedy real proper-like. And I'm happy that I did it. And then I called in the wrap-up show and I told the world that I did it. And then Gorilla Tooth, Gary, Baba Booey, he tried to jump in there. And then I talked about his big, funky-ass teeth. Because them teeth are big and funky. And I don't mean funky in a good way. I mean funky like they smell bad, they look bad. And that's what you get when you fuck with the Raging Bullshit. That's what you get when you go against Rappaport's Delight, a.k.a. A History of Violence, a.k.a. There Will Be Blood, a.k.a. Make It Stop, Make It Stop. Okay? And I won in my money league, too. It was just a great weekend of domination. Dominate tricks. That's what I call it. Dominate tricks. Okay? I dominate and I pull tricks. All up in that ass. Real nice and real priggity proper. I hope anybody that participates in fantasy football, you won. You dominated. You pulled out some dominate tricks. And talk shit. And if you didn't win, don't cower. Don't put your phone on mute. Do not disturb. Talk shit. I don't know what to tell you. I can't hold your hand through all the shit talking. every single time. But don't back away. Talk shit when you win. Talk shit when you lose. Like the great Michael Jordan said in The Last Dance.
That's the sign of a good man. If you can talk shit when it's even score, or talk shit when you're behind score. When you're ahead, it's easy to talk.
See? He said it. He fucking said it. Anybody could talk shit when you're winning. It takes a real man to say something when you're down. That's when the going gets tough and the disruptive get even more disruptive. Easy to talk shit when you're winning. Anyway, I'm going to talk some more football later. There's been a lot of discussion about these immigrants, migrants, illegal aliens that have gotten into the country via Texas, okay, and have been shipped to Martha's Vineyard. I've been to Martha's Vineyard one time. Had a good time up there. It's nice. That's for the elite. Okay, if you live, if you can afford a home in Martha's Vineyard, that's nice. That's good. It's good living up there. They got Barack Obama up there. A lot of celebrities up there. B-Rock's up there. Mimi Obama, they're up there. Oh, everybody's up there. This celebrity, that celebrity, this CEO, that CEO. Ron DeSantis and them. They said, we're not going to keep all these illegal immigrants to be our problem. And some people say, Mike Reck, do you support Ron DeSantis? No. No. But I don't not support him because some of the things that he's done, I don't have a problem with. You say, Mike Rapp, are you going crazy? No. I watch this shit. I read this shit. I'm informed. Nonetheless, they sent some buses, some planes filled with illegal immigrants up to Martha's Vineyard. And they sent a few buses up to Kamala Harris's crib and dropped them off. And I say, they sent them to New York City. And I say, that's fair. Why is that not fair? Why is that a problem? You think it should all just be in Texas? All just be in Florida? Stop letting the fucking people come in. They're like, oh, they were probably so scared and confused on their way up to Martha's Vineyard. They were told this. Yo, they're just happy to be in the country. You think they weren't scared and confused with their kids going through the desert late at night, sitting in the back of cars and all that shit? You don't think that was scary and confusing? Getting over the border is scary and confusing. They're here. I'm sure them being here, them being in Martha's Vineyard or in Washington outside Kamala Harris's crib is a lot better than their circumstances. Because if you're willing to go through hell and high water to come to America, being in Martha's Vineyard on a plane where they probably give you some, I don't know what the fuck, they probably give you some chips and all that. It's got to be better than your circumstances. Again, some people say, yo, Rap, you're bugging. You know, they were told this, they were told that. Says who? Says who? I don't believe any of this shit. Because there's reports saying, well, they were told they were, there would be jobs for them. They were told there would be housing for them. It's all bull. I don't believe any of it. But I do think, yo, until they figure out a way to make it, there shouldn't be border crossings illegally. There shouldn't be people that are willing to die to come to this country. Until they stop that, hey, pig dick Donald Trump tried to build that wall. Steve Bannon stole money from people trying to build that wall. Obama talked about a wall. I got no fucking problem with the wall. Everybody that comes in this country should do it legally. Just like you and I. We get pulled over for speeding because we're breaking the law. It sucks. But it happens. Speeding tickets. You want to hop the train. We got to follow the laws. And we're citizens. Everybody got to follow the laws. I don't blame the people for wanting to come here, get out of shitty situations under terrible circumstances in different countries, but there's got to be a way to do it legally. You can't just have motherfuckers just come in by the hundreds and hundreds of thousands. It's not good. And it shouldn't all be on Texas. And I don't agree with that fucking loser, lying Ted Cruz. I don't like him. But I will say one thing. The people that I do know from Florida, they don't got no problem with Big Ron DeSantis. They like Big Ron. I'm just telling you, the people that I've talked to and the people that I actually know in Florida, they like Big Ronnie DeSantis. I can't make an executive decision about Ronnie DeSantis. I don't know enough about Big Ron DeSantis to say whether I like him or not. I could tell you that I think Marjorie Taylor Greene is a fucking piglet. Miserable Marjorie Taylor Greene is a little piggy. Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's always calling for the boycott of this, or Congress should shut down for that, or the government's going to do this. Like anybody's listening to that fucking whack job. Nobody's listening to you, Marjorie Taylor Greene, you batshit crazy piglet. You think anyone's listening to what you want to do? Miserable Marjorie Taylor Greene, you think anyone cares about your calls to action? You're a nut job. She wants to shut down the FBI because of this. Because they're coming after us. You're on an island by yourself, whack job. You understand? You are on an island by yourself, miserable Marjorie Taylor Greene. I am Rappaport
Podcast. Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent, telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What else is going on? I mean, the holy shit, the pageantry. Listen, Queen Elizabeth, I think that's her name. Is it Queen Elizabeth, babe? Queen Elizabeth, she, Queen Elizabeth, RIP, she died about a week ago. This old bag of bones, no disrespect. This old bag of bones died about a week ago. What's all the carrying on? You got these guys that are standing guard around her casket. They're dropping like flies. You see one of that poor bastards fell out the other day from standing there. They're supposed to be like statues. They stand still. One of those motherfuckers fell. One of those pricks fell flat on his face guarding the queen. But I never seen so much pageantry. She's 96. She's gone. Bring in the new regime. How many funerals? They got like dances. They got horseback shows. Horse and buggies down the street. All these fucking grandkids. They're dragging them out there. Little, I don't know what this kid's name is. Princess Charlotte. You know, they got Harry Ballgame and his brother out there. They can't stand each other. Meghan Markle fake crying. Yo, Meghan Markle is, she forced out those tears. Shout out to Meghan Markle at the, I don't know what, if it was the funeral or what. I mean, this thing's been going on for over a week now. Like I said, this old bag of bones passed. I mean, where's the body? What are they doing with the body? It's going to deteriorate or something. I hope they got her, like, what's that shit they use? What's it? Babe, what's this stuff they use? Formaldehyde? The stuff they use to make sure that old bag of bones doesn't, her body's, like, kept, is it called formaldehyde? Embalming fluid. I hope they got her hopped up with some embalming fluid. Because Jesus Christ, man. They're dragging that body around for like over a week now. Let the lady rest, for crying out loud. I don't know. It's just enough already. No, seriously. It's enough, babe. Let that old bag of bones rest.
Just remember that when you die and you want me to take your ashes.
Take my ashes to Central Park and be done with it. Oh, go find yourself. Take the fucking ashes to Central Park and go find yourself a rich, nice guy. Mourn me for 6 months and live your life. This shit. People crying and yelling about the queen. They never met her.
Well, you don't understand.
This crying and yelling about... I hope motherfuckers cry and yell about me.
Well, you don't understand. You know, for Jews, it's 7 days of sitting Shiva. That's all you get.
I know. The queen died 9-10 days ago. It's enough. Let that lady... They got her old body out there in the sunlight. This can't be healthy. Anyway. Vancouver this weekend. Talking about the queen. Talking about all of it. Tickets are available, michaelrapportcomedy.com. The young shooter will be with me in Vancouver. A little fuck. And yeah, I said little fuck. But like I said, great day in fantasy football. Great day in NFL. For NFL in general. I mean, just crazy day. Unpredictable day. And it was a banner day for Rappaport's Delight, a.k.a. History of Violence. Shout out to Lamar Jackson, Tyreek the Freak, and the good Christian. Okay? Nick Chubb, God bless you for having to deal with the play for the Cleveland Browns, the Niners D. Shout out to all you guys. The biggest disappointment in NFL and fantasy this season, Joe Burrow. I'm going to be honest. The Dust Brothers, the Bleach Brothers, they were more on the Joey Burrow train than I was. I didn't like this guy gallivanting around with his fucking sunglasses and all that shit. Okay? And I'm not saying, listen, the Dust Brothers, Bleach Brothers, we live and die. And we lived this weekend. But the biggest decision, and the biggest disappointment this season has been Joey Burrow, who's my starting quarterback, but I'll bench that motherfucker because his offensive line, they're going to get him hurt out there. I don't even know how many times he got sacked this weekend, last weekend. It's double digits in 2 weeks. It was like 7-6. 7-6 is 13. I don't know much, but I know that. But it was a fantastic weekend of football. The Ravens versus the Dolphins. I'm not saying it because I was in Baltimore this past weekend, but they came out on fire. That kid Duvernay had that kickoff return to set things off from the jizzump. And Lamar was ridiculous. He was ridiculous in the air. He was ridiculous on the ground. I had Bateman last year. I wish I had him this year because he is the real fucking deal, that kid. As far as the Dolphins, I was all over that fucking Tua in the first half. I had the tweet fired up. But I held off. I'll be honest, Bleach Brothers, Dust Brothers, they held me off because I was ready to go nuts on Tua. I don't even try to say his last name. And he deserves the respect of me being able to pronounce his last name now. But last week, not so good. This week, first half, I was like, I'm done with this fucking guy. Not that he's my quarterback. He's not my quarterback, to quote the great Terrell Owens. But he is the quarterback for my guy, Tyreek the Freak. He went nuts. Nuts. 6 touchdowns and some beautiful, some big, beautiful balls. He threw some big, beautiful balls. No, Bruno. You thought you had me. You didn't have me. Including that comeback when they looked like they were dead in the water. I mean, Tyreek and Waddle Waddle at this point may be the best 1-2 punch receiving core in the NFL, and their 1-2 punch of running backs, Edmonds and Mostert, were great too. I can see both of these teams making the playoffs in the AFC. And I will say the Dolphins were our AFC dark horse, but they ain't leapfrogging the Buffalo Bills. Another big comeback. The Cardinals, who I thought it was over with, they took down the Raiders in Vegas. What happens in Vegas, don't stay in Vegas. The Raiders let their foot off the gas, and Kyler zoom, zoom, zoom. Shout out to the great Lionel Richie and the Commodores. Zoomed right by them. He's earning every single penny right now because they don't have a ton of talent on offense without my man D-Hop. The Raiders, brutal fucking lost. 0-2. Devontae Adams, only 2 receptions. That's the difference between playing with Derek Carr and not playing with Aaron Rodgers. Hunter Renfrow got concussed on the last play of the game, so the Raiders need answers from the big money men of Adams and Waller in a hurry. The biggest surprise so far in the NFL, my team, our NFC dark horse, the New York Football Giants. And when I say our, check the fucking tapes. Check the tapes. Because we picked dark horses. We picked the Dolphins. And I said on this I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, the think tank of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast said that if the Giants do this, that, and the third, they're going to be a problem. And I know it's only 2 weeks into the season. But these 2 weeks so far, they're 2-0. It wasn't pretty. Okay, and they've beaten two average teams in Tennessee and Carolina, but first place is first fucking place. Danny Dimes did just enough to win, and the defense was making Baker the Faker run for his fucking life the entire day.
I Am Rappaport Podcast.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian Cocktail Maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step, and you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Another 2-0 team, not surprising. pretty quarterback, but they won ugly. I'll say it again. Pretty quarterback, but they won ugly. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Jameis looked ridiculous. Yo, talk about letting somebody rest. Let him rest. Sit him down. Go with the Rocket, the Red Rifle, Andy Dalton, and the White Debo Taysom Hill. Jameis, I don't know if he needs to get his eyes fixed again or he's just shot. But he's a mess. There was a big beef between Lattimore and friend of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, Big Mike Evans, who got into a fight and got ejected again. Happens every single year, it seems. Big Mike got suspended for the next game. So Tommy Ballgame will be without Big Mike and Godwin at home against the Packers. That's a tough game. The Packers won. The Tampa Bay offense doesn't look fantastic, but that's going to be a fun game next Sunday, Sunday Night Football. And as I said earlier in the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast,
that's the sign of a good man. If you can talk shit when it's even score, or talk shit when you're behind score, when you're ahead, it's easy to talk.
I said it. You heard me say it. It's easy to talk shit when you're winning, but it takes a good man. It takes a real man's man. It takes a disruptive disruptor to talk shit when you're down. These are some I told you so's, you fuck. I told you the Jets had weapons. Moore, Wilson, Carter, and Breece Hall, the motherfucking wrecking ball. They all did work. I told you. I told you once, now I'm telling you twice. Again, only 2 weeks into the season, the Rams got back to their winning ways. The score was not a great representation of how much they dominated that game, but the champs are a major league problem still. Do not sweat the technique. The Steelers are going to be bad this season. Mitch Trubisky isn't that guy. And they are going to turn to their rookie, Kenny Pickett, sooner than later. I know you know, Mike Tomlin. You know it. I know it. Everybody of the great city of Pittsburgh knows it. Mitch Trubisky ain't that dude. Some things to watch for. Yo, Justin Herbert, he's incredible. He's ridiculous, but that injury scares me for my Super Bowl champion prediction team. Injury to the ribs, deep injury to the ribs. I love the gallant effort. I love it all. You were great on Monday Night Football, blah, 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 Thursday Night Football. But this ain't a movie. This ain't no type of motion picture. Be careful out there, Justin Herbert. Luckily, that defense is mean and greatly improved. But I don't like that injury. That's the kind of shit that could ruin your entire seasons. The Lions may actually be good, Hard Knocks or not. St. Brown, a.k.a. the Sun God, and Swifty DeAndre Swift are all world caliber. Maybe Hard Knocks. Listen, I said it had me thinking that they were going to win the Super Bowl. I said it sarcastically, but I said it. But they're not bad. They're tough. They play hard. I like them. The Bengals are a fucking mess on both sides of the ball. No Bruno. Getting run through. No Bruno by Cooper Rush is embarrassing. And now the defending AFC champs, they're 0-2. They're in an 0-2 hole. They got great weapons, but no results. And I am telling you, if you're going to make Kyler Murray have a contract clause where he has to watch film, yo, Joey Burrow, you need to watch some film. Get rid of the Rock, man. You're holding the Rock too long, and that offensive line is going to get you literally killed. If they make Kyler Murray watch X amount of film and watch X amount of tape and spend this amount of time studying, Joey Burrow, 100%, should have the same clause in his contract because he's hanging on to that rock way too long, and you're going to get yourself hurt, Duke. But we're heading into week 3, some games I'm pumped for, the Bills at the Dolphins, the Lions at the Vikings, the Packers at the Bucks, Sunday Night Football, the Niners versus the Broncos, and Monday Night Football, I got the Cowboys and the Giants. Those are my games of the week thus far. Anything can happen. It's NFL season. It's fantasy football season. The NFL is figgity fantastic. And Captain Picks, we're winning. Just win, baby, to quote the great Al Davis, who went to Erasmus Hall High School. All right, you want to win? You want to be with a community of winners? Go to CaptainPicks.com to join our community of champions, a community of winners with the promo code HBD, which stands for Happy Birthday, for 30% off. You don't have to tackle fantasy football or sports betting alone. We're with you at CaptainPicks.com. The NFL is, it's the best time of the year, damn it. Anyway, I'm done, okay? I'm done. I got to get my shit together to pack and go to Vancouver. I'm on the way up there. We're getting in the day early. Again, trying to have the best sushi in Vancouver. I got a couple of suggestions. I want to try to go to at least two spots because I'm getting a lot of suggestions. People said that sushi is like real serious in Vancouver. But like I said, be up in Vancouver this week and come see me, the Young Shooter, House of Comedy. Tickets are available at michaelrapaportcomedy.com. I want you to keep your head on a swivel. Stay safe, stay sane, and stay fully disruptive. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Diggity Dunst Brothers. Take me out of here with something real nice, yes. Take me out of here with something real loud, yes. But most importantly, take me out of here with something real funky. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. I'm out.
Selected number one. Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances. Whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death, we all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.